Yo, what's up? What's up? It's your boy HEKTICPAPERZ. Still holding it down for the Shoshua Gang Gang.
So, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode here of the What Does It Take podcast, though. This is actually a re recording because my laptop had crashed. And so I was like, hey, we just need to do this interview again. Chuli hectic, eh? Shop shop chale.
Shop shop chale. What's up, man?
Nothing much. Why not?
I'm good.
Yeah, so yeah, we're gonna talk about hectic papers once more.
The show, yeah, we're back at it, yeah.
Yeah, man, introduce yourself to the people and also the introduce the company too, bro.
My name is Unjahulo Jewel Nyoni. I'm also known as Hectic, HEKTIC. I'm CEO and shareholder, part director of a company called Hectic Papers. We specialize in rolling paper for smoking, and we are the first in South Africa to actually come up with a brand of rolling paper unbleached. And yeah, this is our first year, and yeah.
Hold on. So yeah, man, basically, you know, I thought of the rolling paper for non-smokers. You just said unbleached.
Yes.
Oh, what is that?
It's an organic type of paper. It's better than your normal white paper. You know, people get different brands. I can't say names, so you get different brands where you get the paper is bleached, and then it turns into white. Our paper is brown, so it means it's not bleached. So it's 100% organic, and it's pure hemp. Yeah, it's basically a tree, which was literally made into a paper, no chemicals, and yeah.
Last time we spoke, you took us on the history. Yeah, how you started, like how high you were when you came up with the idea. Actually, I should have my own brand of rolling paper. So
yeah.
Might as well go over it again.
Yeah, you know, like a lot of people that start companies or businesses, well, most of the people that I know, they start businesses because they have a vision. And if you have a vision, you need to like proper execute it. So what I had in my mind for Hectic Papers was I wanted to be, I literally wanted to be self-made. I wanted to do everything by myself, that one. Meaning that I wanted to be like the first. I wanted to move out of that. You know, you have a lot of people starting companies. It's the same thing. It's always sort of like the same thing. For example, you get people making clothing brands. And then Utola, Amunyum Chitane car wash. How many car washes are there? How many clothing brands are there? You know what I mean?
Depends on how many corners we have.
Exactly. Yeah, so I mean, what I had in mind was I wanted to move away from what everybody else was doing. And then that was the vision, having a brand of rolling paper. And then, yeah, you know, you do your research, and then step by step, you grow into the business. And then, yeah, you learn a few things.
Yeah, but then what made you decide to do the unbleached paper rather than just everyone else is used to?
Yeah, I was inspired by a story I read about this guy who started the original maker of unbleached paper.
Yeah.
He didn't like receive any love, or people didn't receive his paper as they do now. So that was sort of my challenge, that people should accept my paper, because you know, like us in the hood, people are used to that white paper. So now I want to push this other brand. So yeah, that was basically that push that had me going, which yeah, I wanted like unbleached paper rather than normal white paper. Yeah.
Okay, now properness and timeline, when did you start working on it, and how long did it take you to go through the phases?
Well, I had an idea back in, I think it was 2015. So, then I didn't have the finance, I didn't have the knowledge, I didn't have anything. So, you know, you do your research. 2 years later, that's when I got the first product. Like, that's when I say my business started. It was last year, 2017, April. So, yeah, that's when. So, it took some time, but it wasn't that challenging, but there were challenges because, you know, you learn things.
Like?
You learn things. Like, I didn't know, Uti, you needed an import-export certificate just to import paper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's, like, rules and regulations for everything you do in that, what do you call it, in that category of business. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, so, you know, learning as well. So that was the advantage of it, so...
Okay, so to the people at home, Baba Kwele saying, what had happened the previous time you recorded is I actually bought a pack.
Yeah.
A box.
I was about to ask you about that.
Yeah. So since I pushed stuff, pushed it on a couple of friends and colleagues and stuff.
How do they receive it though?
Yeah, feedback, or that's some dope shit. But yeah. some guy said one thing you were also saying, or... the paper actually it burns proper.
So, yeah.
And one of the guys, after smoking a booklet, he tried smoking the normal papers and
he couldn't go back.
Yeah, he was like, we are more classic, so something like that. So yeah, man, props on the product.
Thank you so much.
In that case, that's some user feedback.
Yeah.
Sadly, I didn't smoke any myself, just in case my mother's listening. A couple of things are coming to my mind and leaving at the same time. So marketing wise, what have you tried and what you thinking you want to do and what?
Okay, marketing. We are in the tobacco industry, so we can't sort of advertise to the public eye. Basically, we do what we call underlying marketing.
Which is
we put it in videos. I'm wearing a t-shirt now. People are going to ask about the t-shirt. What's that? You know, and then I explain it to them. We have social media, because social media doesn't have, restrictions. But when you try and advertise, they have restrictions then. So basically, we are pushing the rolling paper. Mostly, it's word of mouth, social media. And we are trying to brand a couple of things.
Like
t-shirts, we're gonna have caps, we're gonna have the normal, smokers start a kit, you're gonna have lighters, crushers, and the whole nine yards. So, over my ginger, it's a gala, we're still getting people to like the paper first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then branch out into all these
things. Yeah, and then we branch out into everything else because, we have like an ultimate goal, Uti. We want to manufacture our own paper.
Mm-hmm.
So in order for people to actually buy into an idea, they need to feel with your story circus we are group, mm-hmm. You need to have basically a story. And yeah, this is my story.
Yeah. So where are you manufacturing the papers now, or where are they being manufactured?
I literally get the paper, the hemp paper I imported from China.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say the company's name because we are under exclusive rights or something. They told me about that.
Yeah.
I import the paper from China, and then the packing, we do it ourselves, Lana. There's a company, I can't mention it again. Yeah, because I'm protecting myself as well.
Since 2015, with the idea that you had,
yeah,
and till now, what are the biggest challenges you've been facing, and yeah, how you got over?
The biggest challenge, I won't lie, is capital, finance, money, moolah, guap, guala. You see there. I'm not gonna go into that racial thing and say banks give the fair skin, the benefit of the doubt, and then they give us the other color, but honestly, I did everything myself from like the last red cent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was the biggest challenge. Even today, it's still a challenge.
Cash flow and everything.
Yeah, it's still a challenge. It's I don't know, maybe some businesses, they just come into the business and then they start making money and then everything is anything. But my biggest challenge was basically finance, but I'm managing that now. Thank God to some people I'm meeting, and you know, yeah, but yeah.
And just to diverge,
yes.
Let's say 10 years down the line.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like to see of yourself and of the Active Papers?
Who? You see, I'm a music person.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason I started the brand was basically, okay, the story about how I started the brand was basically I kept on running out of rolling paper in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought to myself, how come I can't have my own brand of this? And then, you know, the research and everything. And then I tried contacting a company. They are a big brand of rolling paper. They're worldwide. I tried contacting them because they have an artist catalog which their artists perform on different platforms, different events. And then I got rejected a couple of times.
Mm.
And, you know, me being rejected, basically I wasn't rejected, my music was rejected, you know.
Mm.
So I thought if I had the chance, you know, if I had that chance to put like a lot of talent on stages, I would. So this is what kept me going, Wuti. This one time I spoke to Osmic Amano, the organizer Back to the City.
Ritual
Stores, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I spoke to him and then, you know, we were just throwing out ideas and then I told him what I would like maybe in the next 5 years.
Mm.
We have a Hectic Papers stage, you know, where we broadcast, like where we sort of showcast like unknown talent, like people that are really good and like have like good music sense, and then we put them on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of, you know, your crowd, your appearance or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as your music is dope, we just put it there. So my ultimate dream, say in the next 10 years for Hectic Papers, is basically I want Hectic Papers to endorse more than 100 artists or athletes or actors, or I want it to be like a major endorsement company.
Mm-hmm.
I want it to give people like the chance that I never had.
Dopeness, man.
And we want to be the first country in Africa to manufacture rolling paper. So
all within the next 10 years.
Yeah, but I hope that happens in the next probably 7 years. I'm just feeding hairs and playing.
So basically, you started this because of that whole thing. If you can't join them, beat them.
Beat them. If you can't beat them, join them. But okay. So me, I sort of like, you know, and join them. I'm trying to beat them now.
No, Godspeed you.
Yeah.
So one thing I'd like to know is, let's say this was 2 years ago, or 2015.
Mm-hmm.
That's 3 now. Okay. And is the very night you ran out of papers, basically. And now you know what you know from the process that you were taking. Would you still do it? If so, is there anything you do differently?
Yes. Hell yeah. Fuck yeah. I do a lot of things differently. Because I need to manage every move, sort of every, I call it move, like when I do something, I call it a move. So every move I do, or every move I make,
mm-hmm.
it's sort of it's a learning step, or I don't know. It's like, it teaches me something new.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything I do now,
mm-hmm.
like I learned something. So if this was 2015,
mm-hmm.
I would be 5 years from where I wanted to be now.
Okay.
You know what I mean? With mm-hmm. the knowledge I have, I'd be very far.
So yeah. For someone who doesn't know that knowledge, like let's say they're not necessarily starting a rolling paper company, just a company in general,
so
what would you say that person needs to do just to then accelerate 2 years into a five-year process?
I think persistence, man, like just persistence and patience.
Mm-hmm.
Like nothing ever happens overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing ever happens overnight. Just have to be patient and, you know, keep working on your brand. Keep working on what you want, what you believe in. Because it's pointless to start, for example, uqala iqota company and then, you know, you don't have the passion for maqota or anything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's pointless. Because if you're doing it for money, sooner or later, you know, you're going to stop doing it because you don't like it. And yeah, just like keep on doing what you're doing, man. Like, don't give up on your dream. Don't.
Like, nah, man, I hear you, man. So, yeah, if someone wants to get their hands on the paper, where should they go?
They can come to Laureate. You got a box. You can check us out. Hectic Papers, man. It's this white, very beautiful booklet. You can get it at Uncle Fauzi. Every Uncle Fauzi has Hectic Papers. Uncle Fauzi Hatfield, Uncle Fauzi Sunnyside, Uncle Fauzi Pretoria Central. We also have Hectic Papers at Sunnyside, Sunny Park Mall, the Smokers Den. It's the store right opposite the DSTV stall. And then we have Hectic Papers at Menlyn, the Noble Tobacconist. It's a lot of stores there. And then, this year, hopefully, you're going to get it at Kit Kat. I'm hoping. I'm hoping by the end of April, you're going to get it at Kit Kat, because you're going to have a launch. We're going to have a launch party, by the way, somewhere in April. You guys are going to get an invite, VIP.
Most definitely.
You know, we're going to do a podcast before I perform.
Definitely. So, Kit Kat level lyrics on the box or the booklet?
Kit Kat, we're going to be selling your boxes, not booklets.
Oh, no. Godspeed to that. Yeah. That's hella dope.
It's competition, it's the first, like I said, it's the first in South Africa, so it's competition to another brand, so they want to see how people receive it, and if people receive it proper, we're going to,
So I guess that's going to be your doorway into national
South Africa. Basically, yes.
Yeah, I think there's a Kit Kat in that.
Have Kit Kat, we have a Jumbo, we have the owners of Macro and Game, I forgot what they're called, but we have a lot of people that are really interested in the rolling paper. Just that, with time, it takes time. Sort of like companies like Pick and Pay. They will not take a new brand if the brand has not been trading for 2 years. And then now we were forced to get a barcode because Spa needs a barcode. You might actually get it at Spa. I'm hoping before April, and but I'll keep you posted.
And launch party, where are you bringing it to?
Don't have a venue yet, but we're going to do it in our mafias. We're going to do it in my hood. We're going to do it in my hood. And then if you want a Leshwasho party somewhere in your hood, you can talk to me.
Man, I think we've covered all the things. Have I forgotten something from last time we spoke?
No. I think we did.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for the day, Wabo. So I think Hectic, we're gonna have him come back once again for the launch party. Hopefully it's one hell of a party. So that's about it from us this side. Let's take a hop up next week, Monday, 8 o'clock in the morning. Shafiri. Okay, before we leave, where do they find you, man? For social media, Twitter?
We didn't do that. That's the only thing we didn't do. You can catch me. I am Joel Hectic Njabulo everywhere. Just search for Joel Hectic Njabulo. And then the company, Hectic Papers. It's Hectic Papers on Instagram. It's J Hectic on Twitter, Hectic Papers on Facebook. And yes, we have an email address. And our website is www.hecticpapers.co.za. It's coming end of January, so we're going to be launching it. And it's just information about the company. And this podcast is going to be on the website, so
All
definitely.
Shafi.
Away.